Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and hello everybody, and welcome to God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. We've got a great service lined up for you. Okay, today we're going this evening we're going to be talking on the Ten Commandments. We're going to finish this series out soon. Okay, and it's you shall not steal. And it's from Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. Amen? So let us bow our head and we go in prayer. Amen. Lord God, let your miracles be done among us and bless us through your deeds. Bless us in Jesus Christ, the Savior of so many people, Lord. May your kingdom come to us and at last bring the great miracles that carry out your will and that do what is pleasing to you, Lord. Lord God, Father in heaven, we praise you, Lord. In you, we live in you. We believe in you. We hope in you. We want to live day by day, hour by hour, Lord. May your name be honored among us, Lord, for you are our God and the God of all the world, Lord. Let your light shine among all the people, Lord, so that many millions and whole nations may glorify your name, Lord. For in the last days, the nations shall come and worship you, Lord. So protect and bless us today, Lord, and in the coming time. And again, let something happen to bring us new life and strength, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's start this out with some songs. Okay, let's go with by Keith and Christian Getty, In Christ Alone. Here we go.
Oh.
Amen. What a beautiful song. Well, let's go with another one, another great song. It's called Praise the Father, Praise the Son by Chris Tomlin. Here we go.
Thank you.
come, people of the risen King. Now we're going to play another great song by Christian Giles called Chase Away My Unbelief. Here we go.
Turning silence for my prayer, when I'm reminded of all doubts, that you still reign or that you care. Teach me how to doubt no more, to know
was a beautiful song there, Chase Away My Unbelief. Oh, we're going to play another great song by Sandra McCracken called Awake My Soul. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Our great God. Yes, amen. Our God is great and wonderful, and he blesses us in so many ways. Okay? Amen. Well, let's get into the service now. Okay, we'll get into the sermon. The sermon is You Shall Not Steal. And it's from Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. Let us start with an opening prayer. If you all bow your heads. Lord God, our hearts are full of praise and thanks for your promise, Lord. You comfort and help us with this promise every day, Lord, enabling us to hold true through all the distress, Lord. Remember us in these times and let the cry, Hosanna, arise often in our hearts, Lord. Let a bright light shine out now as you once let it shine around the Lord Jesus, showing him as King and Savior. Protect us and bless us, Lord. Bless our land and all those appointed to govern, Lord. May your spirit be with them so that they may carry out your will, Lord. For your will must be done and shall surely happen, Lord. In this we trust, Lord, and in this we hope, Lord. We praise you, O Lord our God. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you see, stealing has become big business in our wireless age. A survey of 583 companies in the U.S. revealed 90% of the respondents said their organization and computers had been breached at least once by hackers over the past 12 months. More than 40% of the business survivors stated they had spent more than $500,000 in security measures in an attempt to stop the security breaches. Inside the U.S., someone steals another's property every 3 seconds. Honestly, it's a rarity. A well-known painter, Norman Rockwell, painted the scene of a butcher shop. Behind the counter is the jolly butcher with his apron stretched over his apple belly and his pencil stuck neatly behind one ear. Also in the picture is a customer, a respectable-looking woman of perhaps 60. Like the butcher, she looks pleased. The two of them exchange an knowing smile, almost as if they were sharing a joke. But the joke is on them. The painting shows what they were secretly doing. The butcher is pressing the scale down with his big fat thumb so as to raise the price. At the same time, the woman is trying to get a better deal by pushing the scale up with her finger. The reason both of them look pleased is that neither is aware of what the other is doing. So according to some reports, larceny makes up over 50% of all crime in the U.S. This evening, I want to talk to you about being honest. We continue to work our way through the 10 words or the 10 commandments, and today we cover a commandment that is universally condemned as stealing. Even people who don't read the Bible know the 8th commandment in their hearts. Today's scripture, you shall not steal, Exodus 20, verse 15. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work for his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. This verse lays down 3 principles that need your attention. First, let the thief no longer steal. Second, let him labor, doing honest work as his own hands. And last, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. All 3 of these principles are wrapped up in God's word to Moses, you shall not steal. You see, the necessity of integrity. Here is a simple, straightforward statement. You shall not steal. The act of stealing is a secret taking of another property without the owner's knowledge or permission. Put simply, to steal is to take something that doesn't belong to you. This includes withholding what rightly belongs to another. Asking any mother or preschoolers, and she will tell you children possess a keen sense of ownership. One of the first words each of our children learned was, guess what? Mine. So stealing goes by many names in our society: burglary, robbery, larceny, okay, hijacking, shoplifting, embezzlement, extortion, racketeering, and pickpocketing, or purse snatching. It's all the same thing. It's stealing. As if stealing itself were bad enough, you often follow this immoral act with acts of deception and trickery. The Bible says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. That's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. In the Old Testament, dishonest acts included secretly moving boundary markers, Deuteronomy 19, verse 14. the use of false measures of weight balance in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 13 through 16, selling good of inferior quality in Amos chapter 8, verse 4 through 6, and charging interest to the poor people in Exodus chapter 22, verse 25. There are all kinds of stealing within the pages of the Bible. Okay? Achan steals items that were devoted to God, chapter 7, verse 1. Micah steals 1,100 pieces of silver from his mother. When Naboth had a vineyard that King Ahab in Samaria wanted, his wife Jezebel conspired to get the property for her husband. So she wrote letters to Ahab's name and sealed them with a seal, and she sent the letters to the elders and the letters who lived in the Naboth in the city. And she wrote in the letters, proclaim a fast, and set Naboth at the head of the people, and set two worthless men opposite him, and let them bring a charge against him, saying, you have cursed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death. And the men of the city, the elders and the leaders who lived in the city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them, as if it was written in the letters that she had sent to them. And they proclaimed a fast and set Naboth on the head of the people. And the two worthless men came in and sat opposite him. And the worthless man brought a charge against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth cursed God and the king. So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death with stones. And they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth has been stoned, he is dead. That's 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 8 to 14. As soon as Naboth's body was cold, Ahab took possession of his property. The king is confronted by the prophet Elijah, and it is Elijah who tells him, and you shall say to him, thus says the Lord, have you killed and also taken possessions? And you shall say to him, thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick your own blood. 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 19. Just one chapter later, dogs are licking up the blood of the king after his death. In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 28. Nathan tells the story of a man stealing a sheep from a poor family to King David, is incensed and demands the poor family be repaid four times the amount stolen. Nathan points his finger in the king's face to tell him that he himself has stolen. Only the king has stolen another man's wife. In 2 Samuel verse 12, verses 1 to 4. And in the opening pages of your Bible, Joseph is kidnapped by his brothers and sold into Egyptian slavery. Luke tells us the story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. The story of a short man who climbed up in the sycamore tree to see Jesus over the crowds. When Jesus entered Zacchaeus' home, Zacchaeus turned from his sin and he would store fourfold anything he had stolen. As the story of Jesus continues, we discover that even one of Jesus' followers is a thief, as Judas is stealing from the money bag when the money was supposed to be going to the poor. In John chapter 12, verse 6, Jesus himself was crucified between two thieves. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 38, Jesus refers to Satan as a thief. In John chapter 10, verse 8 to 10, people who steal have no part of the kingdom of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. The whole human race is a band of thieves. Let me show you just a few of many ways you can steal. See, stealing is when we underpay our taxes. Stealing is making false claims about disability and Social Security. Stealing happens at work. Stealing is filing out false time cards. Stealing is calling in sick when you want a day off. Stealing is when you fail to put in a full day's work for your employer. Stealing is surfing the internet at work. Stealing is emailing your friends on company time. Stealing is playing computer games instead of putting in a hard day's labor. According to some estimates, as much as one-third of our products cost goes to cover various forms of stealing that occur on its way to a retail store. Employee theft and shoplifting together account for the largest source of property crime committed in the U.S. annually. Stealing is when the employer demands longer hours than agreed upon. Stealing is keeping some transactions off the books. Stealing is false advertising and deceptive packaging. Stealing is when a salesman exaggerates the value of the product. Stealing is a credit card company charging 20% interest. Stealing is insurance fraud. Stealing is plagiarism. Stealing is identity theft. Stealing is violating copyrights. Stealing is cheating on a test. Again, the whole human race is a band of thieves. Stealing and gambling, stealing is a failure to trust. So if we trust God, then we will not steal from our neighbor to provide for our own. Amen? Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in our tithes and contributions? You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Malachi chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. So imagine, if you would, a world where there would be no locks on homes or cars. What would it be like if you lost your purse and didn't have to worry about canceling your credit cards? If you have stolen, pay it back. In the national time of revival, Henry of Belfast in 1922-23, converted shipyard workers brought back tools and equipment they had stolen. They brought them back in such quantities that an additional storage shed had to be built to hold the tools once stolen. The importance of industry. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Once again, that's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. This verse lays down three principles that need your attention. First, let the thief no longer steal. Second, let him labor. And then doing honest work with his own hands. So the Bible encourages work. 6 days you shall labor. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 9. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than the unbeliever. That's 1 Timothy verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 8. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do the work quietly to earn their own living. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. So prior to the first sin of Adam and Eve, God commands Adam to work. After the first sin, work becomes harder. Nevertheless, work is present for humans in the perfect Garden of Eden. The Bible teaches the value of honest labor. Work is God's gift to us. As we receive dignity and respect from our work, in all toil there is profit. But mere talk tends only to poverty, as Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. So what is your work ethic? What is your children's work ethic? Parents, let us use the me, us, you principle. First, it's watch me do this. Then it's let's do this together. Finally, it's now you do it. Most of us neglect the us part of the principle, and we often forget to reward and cheer them on when they are doing it. Why is gambling wrong? Give me a minute to chase a rabbit. Gambling fosters something for nothing attitude. The Bible calls for careful and wise management of all your possessions. So gambling calls for reckless abandon. The Bible condemns greed, the naked and the raw desire for more and more. Gambling thinks greed is good. If two people meet in an alley and one points a gun at the other and takes his money, they call it robbery. But if two people meet in a casino and one takes the other person's money, they call it gaming. Someone says, but gambling is willing handing over your money, whereas robbery is not. Dueling is merely murder by mutual consent. Just because two people agree to shoot one another doesn't give another a right to take another person's life. So let's look at the joy of generosity. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so he may have something to share with anyone in need. Once again, that's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in the world or talk, but in deed and in truth. At 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, and to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 through 19. So if you wish to avoid stealing, be wise and careful manager of your money. It starts with taking care of the needs of your family and continues to the church and the global work of the government. gospel and reaches out to the poor in our community and the world itself. So as God's children, we know that we actually have no rights over property or wealth. It's not ours. It all belongs to God. I no more owe my house, my car, or my bank balance than I owe my library books or my latest Netflix DVD. Everything in different ways has been issued to me on loan. They remain possessions of someone else, and one day they will be returned to him. The difference is that while the librarian may merely smile and say, "Thank you," God is going to ask me what I did with all that he loaned to me. So delight in being generous. Don't make generosity a duty. Jesus told a parable about a man going to Jericho from Jerusalem. There he encountered thieves who beat him, fell upon him, and stripped him of all his possessions and left him for dead. And Jesus told about the Pharisees who passed by the man on the other side, not caring that the man was dying, leaving him for dead. Later, a Samaritan ministered to him, loved him, and expressed compassion on him. In that story, it has been well said that there are three philosophies of life presented. One, the philosophy of a thief says, "What is yours is mine, and I'll take it." Another kind of thievery was represented by the Pharisees, and their philosophy was, "What's mine is mine, and I'll keep it." The Samaritan came along and gave himself, saying, "What is mine is yours, and I will give it." Amen. So this concludes this part of the sermon. So let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for letting hosannas rise from people's hearts and for letting us cry out to you even more fervently in dark times, Lord. Help us, Almighty God, and help your King, Jesus Christ, to his final victory, Lord. For he shall be victor, bringing grace, peace, life, and victory for all that is good, Lord, on earth as in heaven, Lord. He shall always be victor in our lives, Lord, enabling us to keep faith in trouble, fear, and need, yes, even in death, Lord. Hosanna to the victor, Jesus Christ, the victor you have chosen. Almighty God, proclaim him on earth and let all the people know he is on his way to the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, now it gets down to the invitation. The biggest question is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will have a chance today, in a few minutes, to ask Jesus into your life. So I'm asking you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly, not knowing where to go, what's up or down? Okay? Maybe you're depressed or suffering from some sort of anxiety. Or maybe you have an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating. You know, God can take that away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So I'm asking you, will you let Jesus know you today? Will you decide to stop being lost and be found and let Jesus Christ help guide you along your way of life? So I ask you now, will you say this prayer after me? Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior today." And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer We here at God's Rainbow Ministries, okay, want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay? And I am going to take calls. If you said this prayer today, okay, and you meant it, and you want to tell us that the Lord, okay, is now in your life, you can do so by calling area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key to come online. So, like I said, if you said this prayer, please come and let us know. So, I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and everyone, and all his angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing. So won't you let us rejoice with them again by saying you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen. Well, okay, I'm going to play a song, okay? Okay, I'm going to play a song. Not that. I'm going to play a song by Elevation Worship. It's called Come to the Altar, because I like to play the song after doing an altar call. It's a beautiful song. Check in and listen to the words. Amen. Alrighty. So, like I said, okay, if you are lost and you need to be found, you can still have a chance to come on here and do it. If you didn't say the prayer when we were sent right after a sermon, okay, you can say the sinner's prayer with me. Okay, you can call area code 657-383-1487 and then press the 1 key in order to do so. And again, that is area code 657-383-1487. Okay, like I said, press that 1 key to come on live and tell us that you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ or that you did accept the Lord Jesus Christ during this sermon. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song here by Kerry Job. It's I'm Not Alone. Here we go.
You will go before me. You will never leave.
Amen. All right. We're going to play another great song here. In fact, okay, we're going to play another great song here. It's called Good, Good Father by Chris Tomlin. Here we go.
The tender whisper of love, and
another good song here. It's by Wren Collective. It's called Joy of the Lord. Here we go.
Here as in heaven.
to conclude our show, okay? So let's go with a prayer, amen? Lord Jesus, our Savior, we look upward to heaven, Lord, for you will come from heaven in the glory of the Father. May we remain true to our calling, Lord, watching and praying every day and every hour, Lord, waiting for you, Lord, who will bring into order everything on earth, Lord. Bless us and bless our land, Lord. Grant us the joy to see you working through your servants toward the salvation of the peoples, Lord. Be with us and bless us, Lord. May your living word work in our hearts so that every Sunday, every festival, and every day from now on may be a day of joy. Protect us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. May your name be praised in our hearts, Lord. And we pray this in the precious name, in the almighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out, okay? Okay, it's by Wren Collective. It's called Build Your Kingdom Here. Okay, but before I do that, okay, I want to say that there's going to be no show tonight since we had a show during the day, okay? Okay, there's going to be no show tomorrow night, Monday. We will pick back up on Tuesday with Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hope to see you all there, okay? And this week we're going to also have the Women of God, Daughters of the King, hosted by Pastor Wanda. She's a blessed, very blessed lady, okay, very godly woman, and she's going to talk on subjects concerning women's issues. So I hope that all you ladies out there that are listening will come to that show on Wednesday night. Amen. God bless. Now, also, I want to announce that we're going to do an event, okay, it's going to take place later on this month. We're going to do it December the 21st, which is a Friday, and it's going to be a night of Christmas music, okay, and to get us into the season spirits, okay, because right around the corner is December 25th, okay, and that'll be Christmas Day, amen? So, okay, I hope everybody will come and listen to the Christmas show that we're going to do. Like I said, that's going to be Friday, the 21st of December, okay? Okay, and it's going to be, okay, a great show, so I hope everybody, okay, wants to be part of it. Amen. So I'm going to say with that, we're closing out, and we want to say God bless you. May God be with you this week. May he guide you in everything that you do. Okay, and we're going to say bye-bye. So here's the closing song by Wren Collective, Build Your Kingdom Here.
Sure.
that's the end of the show. God bless. Good night. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.